Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
Hey folks, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Lincoln Project's The Elephant in the Room, where every Friday we try to peel apart a political issue that's going on in this country, pull the curtain back, let you see the ugly machinations inside, and let you have a little perspective on what I really think is going on. This week's Elephant in the Room is sick. It's perverse. It's degenerate. It's Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. The Epstein cover-up is in full swing. Not only is the Epstein cover-up in full swing, the MAGA cover-up of its previous upsettedness about the Epstein cover-up is in full swing. I want to cover the grotesque nature of this as bluntly as I can. Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, as has been thoroughly documented for decades now, were the closest of friends for about a 20-year period. They partied together. They did business together. They traveled together. Trump took his jet 7 times to various places that we know of. All of these things, this relationship, led to Donald Trump being at a position in the world where there are more photographs of him with Jeffrey Epstein than Jeffrey Epstein with any other person. There are more photographs of Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein, think about that again, than with Jeffrey Epstein with any other person. Even Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's longtime companion, the relationship was undeniable, and so was Epstein. Epstein's behavior in court filings, in the Florida case against him, in the federal case, were monstrous. And here's the sickness that this instantaneous or near instantaneous MAGA accommodation with the cover-up presents. It's not just that the MAGA folks are taking a giant dose of copium, which they are. They're smacking a big old needle full of copium right now. The problem with their copium is this. The MAGA cover-up, the Epstein cover-up, is fine. Because, well, Joe Biden obviously destroyed all the evidence, is one of their excuses. Or Donald Trump is secretly blackmailing the deep state with this information, is one of their excuses. Or we've got to protect future prosecutions, is one of their excuses. Or the identities of the victims have to be protected, is one of the excuses. Let's work backwards. The identities of the victims can be easily protected and redacted. That is trivial. That is not an excuse. The idea that there are future prosecutions is laughable at this point. Epstein's been dead for almost 5 years. The evidence becomes stale and cools rather quickly in these matters. And if that evidence was there, if these investigations were ongoing, you would know about it. Why would you know about it? Because the predicate of the Epstein relationship network that the MAGAs believe in is that Epstein was at the center of a democratic conspiracy. He was providing underage sex workers or sex slaves, whatever the phrase you want to use is, horrifying, to prominent democratic officials. George Soros is in the Epstein file. Barack Obama's in the Epstein file. Joe Biden's in the Epstein file. Bill Clinton is in the Epstein file. Hillary's eating babies in a pizza restaurant in the Epstein file. So if those prosecutions existed, if those prosecutions were even in the most preliminary phases, you would know about it. If the evidence in the Epstein files, which were in the hands of the Trump administration during the first Trump era, had any kind of information against Joe Biden or the Clintons or Barack Obama, it would have come out. How do you know it would have come out? Because they were so fucking desperate in the first Trump administration, they sent Rudy Giuliani to Ukraine to try to gin up some horseshit lie bullshit about Hunter Biden's laptop and Hunter Biden and Burisma. That's how desperate they were. So if that existed, it would be out there. Those cases would have been either leaked, brought forward, talked about, made public, but they didn't. You know why they didn't? Because the main person it's going to pop up over and over again in the records of Jeffrey Epstein is Donald Trump. Let's keep working backwards for a second, though. Donald Trump's using the Epstein files to blackmail the deep state. Get the fuck out of here, first off. May I just say that? Donald Trump uses intimidation publicly. He doesn't need to blackmail people. He just threatens their lives, their livelihoods, their businesses, their law firms directly. He is unsubtle. He's not blackmailing shit. The problem you have here, again, is the MAGA belief. There's a deep state of George Soros sleeper agents, a cabal of leftist, progressive, communist, Antifa lesbians, or whatever. Keep Wiccans, keep adding on. It's always some sort of portmanteau of horseshit. Who's he blackmailing if he's blackmailing the deep state? Who? The government, for 4 years under Trump, winnowed out people who were, quote-unquote, the deep state, e.g. people who cared about our national security or rule of law or integrity. This time, the Trump administration is staffed by nothing but ass-licking sycophants who say that Trump's farts smell like rainbows and honeysuckle. Blackmailing the deep state is the worst possible reach. That is some really serious copium. Liz Crokin, the conspiracy lunatic, was on that one yesterday. Tim Pool was on that one yesterday. They're starting to build this little shield wall around Bondi and Patel and Bongino by saying, well, the deep state must have destroyed the records. Biden got rid of all the Epstein files. Once again, didn't happen. Once again, Pam Bondi was the one who said, I have the Epstein client list on my desk.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review.
Kash Patel said, oh, there are thousands of hours a video that we have to redact because it's CSAM. I'll let you Google that because I don't want to flag the algorithm.
We'll be right back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And now, back to the show.
The only reason this cover up happens now is because of Donald Trump. But I want to talk for a second. Let us take as a given, and I don't think that is beyond understanding, that there were hundreds, I don't know how high the number in the hundreds goes, but hundreds is a reasonable and cogent explanation of young women, some teenagers, some underage, who were trafficked and sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Jeffrey Epstein had a broad social circle, of which Donald Trump was a central figure. And I don't know how many of the people in his social circle took advantage of the women that he was taking advantage of. We've seen some of it, Prince Andrew, Alan Dershowitz, allegations of some fairly famous people in this circle. But those victims deserve something better than a cover-up. And this is one of the central things about MAGA. We're protecting the children from the pedophiles and the predators. Is that what you're doing? You're protecting them? You're protecting them by covering it up, shredding the files, throwing away the documents, dumping it all into a deep, dark black hole? Because that's not protecting the victims. They deserve to have their stories told. And if the people Jeffrey Epstein, for lack of a better word, pimped them out to or provided them to, if those people were still alive, don't they deserve to be brought to justice? Don't they deserve to have the full scrutiny of law enforcement and the courts? Don't they deserve to have a moment that recognizes the pain and the fear and the abuse they went through? This is where the MAGA lack of a moral philosophy comes into play. Once upon a time, for 10 long years, there was a story told among the MAGAI that the Epstein list was this gigantic secret Rosetta Stone to the global, abusive, liberal, progressive, child predator, sex cannibalism, witchcraft ring. And by the way, every single one of those things was asserted during the 2016 election by people like Jack Posobiec and Alex Jones and Glenn Beck and the entire constellation of MAGA influencers and scamfluencers and weirdos and talk show hosts and blah, blah, blah. J.D. Vance, the vice president of the United States, can't wait to release the Epstein list.
But we
release the list.
Seriously, we need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
So this is where the lie of MAGA and protecting the children falls apart. They're not protecting anybody except Trump. They're the only person that they've ever cared about is Trump. The only person that they will tell any lie to themselves, to the public, to their families, someday to God, is Trump. This abuse of these young women was immoral, illegal, unacceptable, horrific. And now, Trump's entire base has shifted from wanting to see justice for these young women. As long as the justice came to Democrats and to progressives and to academics and to people they don't like, they were all for getting all the Epstein information right out in public. They were fascinated by that. They couldn't wait. They were so eager for blood. They wanted it so badly. They fought for it. They yelled about it. Guys, it doesn't take a massive Google or Twitter search. It doesn't take a massive run back through the Fox transcript archive. All of them on the MAGA right at some point have made the Epstein file, the Epstein list, the Epstein documents, the corpus of Epstein evidence, a part of their attacks on Democrats, on progressives, on Joe Biden, on Hillary Clinton, on Kamala Harris, over and over and over and over.
We'll be right back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And now, back to the show.
They were fine releasing it when they thought it was one thing. Here's my position. I've always had this position. And by the way, it's one of those great, like, MAGA insults, like, you're on the Epstein list. You're on the Epstein list. My position has always been, release it. Release every shred of evidence. Redact the names of the young women. Clean up the CSAM video material. But let it out. Let it rip. I know my name's not on there. But this list, this evidence, right now is being shredded or hidden or taken away or documents are being redacted from it by shredding them out. The Department of Justice is involved in a cover-up. It is involved in a cover-up on the orders of the President of the United States, the Attorney General, the Director of the FBI, the Deputy Director of the FBI, who is, by the way, a man you would not trust to run a Waffle House, a massive cover-up of a criminal matter in which the President of the United States is implicated. They're playing a lot of linguistic games. Like, there's no client list per se. It's the per se part that you should watch for. No one would make these kind of moves. No one would stop the release of this information. No one would behave in the way Trump is behaving if there wasn't something there they were terrified of. Trump is a degenerate. You know this. He's a sexual assaulter. You know this. And in this case, Occam's razor tells me something about both the victims and the victimizer in this case. Jeffrey Epstein was a monster. He was sick. He was disgusting. He was a criminal. He deserved to face trial and to spend a very long time behind bars. His one case in Florida, mysteriously somehow Alex Acosta, who became Trump's labor secretary right after the case, weird how that happened, who was a nobody. Nobody knew shit about shit with this guy, had a case against Epstein. Acosta had a case against Epstein that was serious, that was credible. And he made a deal with Epstein so generous. Most people who are sex trafficking young girls go to prison. Jeffrey Epstein got house arrest, was still being allowed to visit his office every day. None of this stuff in this last week of chaos has really looked at those victims, at those young girls, those teenage girls, those young women, many of whom have had terrible outcomes, including Virginia Giuffre, who killed herself. The focus has been on Trump and on Epstein. They're monsters. If MAGA, with their great commitment to protecting the children and to fighting back against the degenerates and the pedophiles and the predators, gave a damn. If there was any shred of intellectual or moral honesty about what they claim to believe, they would be calling right now for the release of these documents. They would be calling right now to see every page. Because don't you want to know who the victimizers were? Don't you want to know who the people who did this to these girls were? Jeffrey Epstein's not talking anymore. Jeffrey Epstein's not ever going to provide any more information because he dead. The only person who could, the only people who could, are the people who victimized the girls. And the real truth of the matter is, MAGA, the real elephant in the room is, you know, Trump was one of them. And that's why you'll do nothing about this. And you'll shut up and you'll obey and you'll never mention it again. And you'll be so, so, so afraid that you've crossed the line with Trump. You'll be so afraid that this position you claimed was the center of your political being, the protection of these young girls, was all a lie. And that, folks, is the elephant in the room.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.